money have anything to do with being a working class person?
No, but I think a working class is what I just said, anywhere mm-hmm. from 12 to 15,000.
And how about education? Do working class people have education as a rule?
I believe 65% of them have education.
Mm-hmm. Like how much?
I'd say high school, mm-hmm. grammar in high school.
Okay. Could you name me any other middle class communities besides the East Side?
Well, anything in this area, like Hagwish, uh-huh. South Daring, South Chicago. In the colored areas, they're all working class people.
Mm-hmm.
I think anybody, no offense to you, I think I always considered the Beverly Hills area better class of people, higher educated people, you know.
Rich people.
Yes.
Yeah, I think that used to be true, and maybe still is for some people. But it's changing. A lot of people selling out, of course, because they're scared.
Yeah.
In fact, that was how we were able to buy our house.
Is that right?
Cheaper. Oh, yeah. We
are there any around you?
Oh, sure, yeah. There's, well, you know, when you come up to Vincennes, up to Vincennes, it's getting heavily black now. And then when you cross, you get a sprinkling. Once you cross the railroad tracks, you get a sprinkling all over.
Uh-huh.
But it's, they're all very middle class people. You know,
well, you know,
single family homes.
I'm not prejudiced, nor. Mm-hmm. I don't object to them. They're human beings. I believe they're entitled to the same things we are.
Mm-hmm.
I believe they're entitled to respect. But by expecting respect, you should respect.
Really?
And if I was to have a colored person move next door to me and he showed respect for me and for himself,
yeah,
and for his surroundings around the home, I would respect him. Very, very much.
Mm-hmm.
But if I get one of those that's going to throw their garbage out of the window and everything, I don't
really
want them. We have this in white,
yeah,
in the white race. I know of Italian people now. The Italian people are all supposed to be very, very clean, immaculate people.
Mm-hmm.
But I know a lot of Italians that are, some are filthier than colored or hillbillies.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's all kinds. Was there any time in your life when you were in danger of dying?
Yes.
Can you tell me about it?
When I was born, I had spinal meningitis.
Ooh.
When one out of a million would pull through.
Mm.
My parents took me to all kinds of doctors,
yeah,
and they all told them there's no hope. At that time, really, the percentage,
yeah,
of pulling out of it was very, very low. This was right after World War I.
Yeah.
But there was a doctor by the name of Eugene Cesro,
huh,
who served in the Italian army.
Uh-huh.
And right after the war, he came to this country. And a relative of my mother's had suggested she call, get a hold of him. He had his offices on Taylor and Ashland.
Uh-huh.
And my father figured, well, he can't do any more harm than...
Were you were born at home?
Right.
How did they find out you had spinal meningitis?
Geez, I don't know, but for the longest time I was in and out of hospitals.
Oh,
and none of the doctors that I guess knew what I really had.
Yeah, they were mystified.
And suddenly, this is how I got cross-eyed.
Oh.
My arms turned, my feet turned, both my legs.
Ooh.
Turn in my eyes.
Yeah.
And this, when they took me to this Dr. Cesro, they had to wake him up out of a sound sleep.
Mm-hmm.
And he was talking to my father, and he says, my father,